Okay, so you want to know what happened?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. So, Tory Lane came in here and let it be known that she was down for some fun. My girlfriend, who claims, and I believe her, that she wants to watch me have sex with someone else, let it be known that I had free reign, but I've never, ever, other than the one we talked about, gone with, you know, had relations with a porn star. It's just not that appealing to me.
Other than
the one we talked about.
Rebecca Bordeaux.
Yes.
72.
She's not that old, but, how old was it? But yeah. She was pretty old. She's like, she's not that old, but she's somewhat seasoned. So we show up at Bear Assets on Friday night in beautiful Pasco County. And Tori's, you told me that when you met her down in Miami that she was a bit of a, I don't want to say you said train wreck, but
I didn't say train wreck.
Well, I did. She's a party. I'll tell you that. Yeah. She likes to party.
Oh yeah,
and that's she obvious. Does party, and she did party, and seeing her like that didn't make the idea any more appealing to me. I know I'm not marrying her or anything, but I didn't really pursue anything. So Saturday night we're back at this time Dollhouse. Thanks again to Warren and everybody, and we start talking to this one stripper who listens to the show. Her name's Alex. She can put on a stripper pole one leg here on the ground.
Oh, don't do that.
And the other leg straight up in the air at the top of the pole. And then she can, like, pull herself up, and she's swinging around the pole, not using any hands, like this.
Whee!
Look at me, I'm swinging around the pole.
Very strong.
Unbelievably limber and agile, and she comes over and starts talking to us, and man, is she ever hot.
Was she a real fan of the show, or...
I went up to her and I said, she said, how's it going? I was like, well, you're very limber. And she goes, oh my God, are you Drew Garabo? And I said, yes, I am. And so she came over to sit down and talk. So she was dressed like stripper's dress. She's sitting in the chair, putting her legs behind her head.
Oh, all right, dude, don't do that.
Sorry. I want to give you guys a visual.
I got it. You just have to say it.
Like, while y'all talking, she just...
While we're talking, she's like, yeah, I know, watch this. Yeah, I did it again, sorry. And her feet just go right behind her head.
Did you give her all the money?
Well, see, that's the thing, is like, we're just sitting and hanging out. And I feel weird just going, thanks for sitting and hanging out with us. Here's some money. So we didn't get any lappers from her or anything. And I have to go back there, because Alex, if you are listening, I know I owe you money. I mean, I don't owe you money, but I feel like I should give her like 100 or 200 bucks just for sitting with us.
Oh, my God. I sit with you every day.
He's going to drive out there, give her 200 bucks?
Yeah. So I'm going to be like, look, this is for last time. Thank you for hanging out with us. Because then we start talking about the sex club, and she's like, I've always wanted to go. And I said, well, now you got a couple to go with. So then, God, I hope I'm not losing a friend on this one. You guys know Lulu Love. She was in the studio.
Very nice lady.
Are we at the Dollhouse or are we at Bear Assets?
We're at Dollhouse.
Okay, and this was Saturday.
This is Saturday.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I was just wondering, Friday,
I was at Bear Assets.
With Tory Lane.
Well, she was in the VIP, but yes, she was wasted. Everybody was wasted, and like, it was very crowded in there.
Wait a minute, so we're back there now. We're back.
We're at Dollhouse.
Oh, okay, we're at Dollhouse. Okay, okay.
Yeah, right across from Penthouse Club. Warren. Hi, Warren. So, you know, drinks are flowing, and Lulu comes up to me, and again, Lulu's not into girls. Well, she only does scenes with her husband, okay? And he's a cool dude. I like him a lot. We've talked to each other through the years. We don't hang out or anything, but I like him. I'm not trying to mess up their relationship or anything, but she's never done anything with girls before. But I've always kind of felt like maybe that's brewing underneath the surface a little bit. So she comes up to me, and in my ear, she goes, I'm going to F your girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, and this is while this super hot limber stripper is sitting next to me with her feet behind her ears. And Lulu says that to me. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm buying shots for everybody. Our waitress says she only drinks Hennessy straight up. I'm like, have a shot of Hennessy, you know. Then the limber stripper wants a Johnny Vegas, which is tequila and some watermelon liqueur. Ugh, I'm doing those like I'm a white girl. And then... I remember agreeing to do something with the awards and thinking, why did I say that and all that? And then finally, we went to leave, and Lulu goes to say goodbye to my girlfriend, and they start making out, like seriously making out in the strip club.
Yeah.
And when I say seriously making out, and I will say, as sexy as Lulu is, she's my friend first. You know, like when I see her pornography shots. I'm always thinking that's my friend Lulu, right?
What do you mean your friend? Like when your car breaks down, she comes there to help you?
I feel like if I needed that.
You see those pictures, you're like, there's my friend.
I feel like that that you know,
when times are tough, you call up for some advice.
Yes, when I've been going through stuff, when my girlfriend and I went through stuff, when I went through stuff in my marriage, Lilu's been there. She's a friend.
Yeah.
Who happens to do pornography and win Best Online Presence in the Night Moves Awards. So I'm watching this happen and I'm going, oh my God, is this really happening right now?
Was there any feeling up going on?
A lot of feeling up.
Oh,
and tongue tongue kissing from girls, one of whom allegedly is not into girls.
Sounds kind of sloppy.
It was beyond my wildest dreams. Like, I couldn't believe it was happening. But it gets better.
Okay.
I get up the next morning, and, you know, when you get up, you start checking through your phone. And I'm looking at Snapchat. And Lilu, I don't know if you guys follow her on Snapchat, dog, dog, vagina, dog, 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 vagina. Not dog, vagina, but there's dogs and her private parts.
Good ratio.
So it's a shot of her the night before with a device at home. And she goes, I'm just thinking about that kiss I had earlier tonight. And that made it to her spank bank.
Is that the end of the story?
I think so.
Oh.
Well, I mean, then we had a threesome and it was awesome. that's it.
Okay, so you didn't have a threesome with Lilu because you were too worn out from the threesome you had the night before at Tory Lane?
Tory Lane and I did not meet beyond the strip club. We said farewell at the strip club. I watched her gallivanting around the place in a very inebriated fashion. But
she grinded upon you in the studio.
I'm aware.
I felt like that was a sure thing.
Well, it was a sure thing if I had wanted it. I feel like had I pursued it, then yes, it could have been a sure thing.
But you were happy just knowing that your girlfriend made out with a best new online presence, Lilu Love, over the weekend.
That was way hotter than any encounter with Tory Lane, with or without my girlfriend, would have been. Because they've hung out a couple of times. I think at Mike's birthday party, they were in the VIP for the Hard Rock, and they were, like, showing their boobs to each other and stuff. Yeah, I know. It's a very drunken, hazy memory. But I remember walking by, and her and Melissa Dawson, Double D, they all got their titas out.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all just kind of like going, oh, there's
like, look at man.
Yeah, they're exactly like that, SBK. Like we do with our wieners.
Yeah.
What? Oh. I mean, like some guys do with their wieners.
How long did the kiss last?
It's still going on in my mind. Like, they are still kissing.
Was it like a good, like, 15 seconds, 20?
I feel like it was at least a minute. I feel like for a minute I was standing there trying not to masturbate in a strip club while my girlfriend was making out.
Watch out. Lilu will film all of that and sell it for $9.99.
If that's what it takes to make this happen.
You're on clips for sale right now.
Somebody going to have a little extra Christmas money.
God forbid. But I would encourage that.
So was her husband there when she was making out with your girlfriend?
No. And that's why I didn't want to bring it up in the air. I texted her.
Good thing.
I know. Like, it could have gone bad.
When they were both making out, were you kind of feeling both of them up?
No, I wasn't touching anybody.
Oh, no, that's the move.
What, walk over and start feeling them both up?
Yeah, you just slide on in.
I've never been in that situation before, but I would just start feeling everybody up.
Hey, it's your woman. Maybe that's why you've never been in that situation before. I didn't know what to do. I was just standing there like looking for Ashton Kutcher to come out and be like, you thought this was really happening.
So what happened after the kiss? Was it like, see you later? Was it let's finish this up?
Yeah, I guess it was just like, I'll see you tomorrow night at the awards, knowing that I wasn't going to see her at the awards. And then we went home and, you know.
What's that?
Well, you know, we were inspired.
Oh, okay. A little motivation.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you look at Lilu in a different way, don't you?
I feel like I do.
Yeah.
I feel like...
She's still your friend, you know.
Well, yes, we are friends, but I also feel like...
What does she want to do, a little wife swapping with you for her website?
I don't know. I don't think so. Like, I don't think her husband would be cool with that. I think he wants to be her performer, and that's it. Come on, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, there's got to be an understudy.
Right. Like, what happens if Lilu goes to film a live show and then she's got to go out of town for something? There's my girl. She's her stand-in, her apprentice, if you will.
Quite the weekend for you.
It was. So yesterday I was just, I it was one of those, like, I'm never drinking again. Like, I didn't drink for football. I'm just like, ugh. So joining us right now to talk about a great event that is going on this Sunday that will benefit the Mike Allstott Family Foundation.
Well, you're a team captain.
I certainly am. And you can come maybe golf in the bay next to ours. It is at Top Golf, which is always a great time. Brandon, that is such a unique place and a really fun place to go. You can join Buccaneer Ring of Honor member Mike Allstott, along with on-air personalities from 102.5 The Bone, including myself. Limited spots, food included, beer specials, contests, raffle prizes, trophies for top scorers. And, ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now, the namesake of the Mike Allstott Family Foundation, Buccaneers legend, Mike Allstott. What's up, A-Train?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Man, we're really good. Thanks for making time for us on a busy week for you. I'm sure you coaching football today?
Yep, I got about 5 minutes. I'm going into a team meeting in a couple minutes. But I appreciate you guys, really taking the time to talk about this this event.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that team meeting for a second, though. Did you guys win this past weekend, or is it going to be a real butt-kicking kind of meeting, Mike?
No. It's going to be a good meeting. We won. We won. So we're just getting ready. This week's a big game, and we get in a district play. So it's really do or die. So we got to get everybody on the same page.
Of course. Well, then let's talk about the Topgolf event that is going to go on this Sunday. It starts at 6 o'clock. I know my good client, C4 Benefits Group, are one of the presenting sponsors, which is great. Tell us about the event and about your foundation, Mike.
Yeah, no, this is just something, Topgolf, it's really cool and unique venue. It's, so we decided to have a kind of, everybody has their, we do too, their golf outing outdoors at a traditional golf place, but we're also going to have one at Topgolf, and we're going to have, everybody come out and enjoy and have a bunch of people just playing golf and trying to win the different variation of prizes that we have. So.
Yeah, and I like the Topgolf as a venue because, with your springtime golf tournament that you do, everybody who plays golf knows that golf, when you play in a scramble, you're talking about a 5-hour, 6-hour commitment for people who pretty much are expected to know how to play golf. Whereas at Topgolf this Sunday from 6 to 9, you've maybe never even picked up a club in your life. Seth, you've never golfed in your life, but you went to Topgolf and you hit some balls.
I was terrible. It was kind of embarrassing.
Well, but as Mike can tell
cool,
you.
Though. It's all right, though, right?
I mean.
It's all right, though, because you can, there's different targets and different types of games and stuff. And at the same time, you can eat and have beverages and do whatnot. So it's a cool atmosphere.
It was very cool. The worst part is when I didn't hit the ball, because I kind of have a baseball swing, and I that's what I use for golf. And when I didn't hit the ball, and my wife hit it very easily, that's when I started questioning everything about my life.
That's the worst part of golf.
That is the worst.
Well, the thing is, you're not in the sun. Right? You're not in the sun. You're not out there. You can go stay on the couch for your next turn, and you don't have to walk and go find your ball in the woods. You know what I mean? So
yeah, no doubt.
So bad.
Limited encounters with alligators, not a lot of mosquitoes, no sweltering humidity. This is a big win, and it is this Sunday. It benefits Mike's Family Foundation. Mike, tell us about your foundation and who you guys benefit and give money to and all that good stuff.
Yeah, the Mike Allstott Family Foundation, we do a lot of stuff with all children, Special Olympics, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We do different spontaneous events for different families and children. So we do, our next one coming up is for the Veterans Day, and then also we have another one for Thanksgiving. So throughout the holidays and, a lot of get-togethers, we try to benefit some families and children through our community. So.
That's great, man. It's good to give back like that, and that's why you're so beloved in this Tampa Bay community. Seth, a question for Mike Allstott, Buccaneers legend.
Mike, the Bucs play Monday Night Football tonight, and I think you probably had a couple of Monday night games in your day. How are Monday night games different from just a regular Saturday or Sunday afternoon game?
You know, obviously you got all the eyes on you, but yeah, I didn't like them too much. It's too much waiting around. It's pretty much, a day and a half. Extra day and a half of, of waiting around. If you're on the road like the Bucs are this today, they get there yesterday. They're sitting in a hotel all day today and stuff, and you just antsy to get on the field. But, again, you do have all the eyes, and I like, the record's not showing, but, I like our team. I like our team. I like the teams, the kids that are out there playing and stuff right there, the guys are out there playing and stuff. They just got to correct a couple things, and I think you'll see it tonight.
Well, I hope you're right, because no Cam Newton, Panthers defense that isn't quite what it was in the Super Bowl last year, and the Bucs, quite frankly, need a win very desperately to get fan support from hemorrhaging right now. You got a desperate team, right?
I wouldn't say desperate, but you have, there has to be some urgency. There has to be some urgency there, and I think there's a good leadership in the locker room to get that to get that urgency going, and understand that hey, we gotta start putting it together, and we gotta not just put it together. We have to accumulate some back to back wins and to revive the season. But again, I think with the coaching staff and with the locker room. They have the personnel, they have the talent, and I think you have some guys that are working each and every day with each other to overcome the adversity that they're facing right now.
Sure thing. Seth, the final question for Mike Alstott, then he's got to go to his team meeting.
I know you got the meeting, Mike, but I want to know, when you're watching tonight and you see John Gruden commentating, do you enjoy John Gruden? Did you turn it down because you've had enough John Gruden in your day? Because I think he's one of the best commentators on TV.
No, I think he's phenomenal. I think he is. He's great. I've always said John knows football. He's probably the best X and O's coaches that I've ever, been around. He knows exactly, he knows everything about football. And he's very animated regarding the X and O's of the game and telling the fans that are watching the game exactly what's going on. I think he does a phenomenal job. I mean, he's in a great situation right now for a long time in his life. It's perfect for him.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, we'll let you get to your team meeting. We appreciate your help.
I got a question, Drew.
Oh, what's up? What? Yeah, what up?
I heard there's a little wager between you and Mike Pelka.
What is I'm learning of this wager for the first time on the radio, which is where I seem to learn about things, Mike. What is this wager?
No, at Topgolf for the event.
What is it?
It's a little wager on personal score and team score.
Well, look, Mike Alta is a better man than I on just about anything.
What?
But when it comes to the golf course, I have golfed with Mike Alta before, and I can safely say that I will double Mike Alta's score at the event this Sunday. You won't hear me talking trash about radio, income, or anything else that's important. But when it comes to score this Sunday at Topgolf, Mike Alstott, I'm giving you my word that I will trounce Team Calta with Team Garabo at your fantastic event at Topgolf this Sunday at 6 p.m., sir.
All right, good. Look forward to seeing it. I can't wait.
Well, enjoy that meeting, man. Thanks for the time. Thanks for all your help with Apple a Day. And we love you, Mike.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Always, man.